Everyone has moments in life they just can't stop thinking about. Like that one time in middle school when you called your teacher mom. Yeah, that's not leaving your brain anytime soon. Or something amazing like the first time you really traveled and got to see how big and beautiful the world is. And on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, hosted by me, Keke Palmer, and presented by BMW, we know to savor the good memories and let go of the bad. And one thing everyone remembers fondly is their first time behind the wheel of a BMW. So come join me and BMW this summer as we explore pop culture moments and topics you just can't stop thinking about on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, sponsored by BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
If you like my show, you are going to love The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne on Podcast One. The YouTube and blogging power couple warm hearts, inspire minds, and captivate listeners through intimate stories and powerful conversations with people who are making an impact, from major celebrities to everyday people. Check out The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne every Wednesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, we're back. Another Shenanigans. I have a guest sitting next to me who is doing his first podcast ever today. And I'm just going to give you a little tease with this song and see if you know what show he's from. Welcome, Frankie Delgado from the Hills. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Sheena?
So, we have known each other for quite some time now.
Yes.
Since college.
Yes.
Like, since I had a fake ID and Frankie would sneak me into clubs.
That
like,
never happened. Allegedly.
Yes, it did. I had a great fake ID. So you didn't know it was fake.
I didn't know nothing.
You just made sure I got in without swiping it.
Mm. Yep. By the way, you haven't really aged, huh?
Thank you. You either.
A little bit. I gained a couple pounds.
I gained quite a few pounds, but then I lost it again. Now I'm putting it back on, but mostly it's all going to my ass, so I'm not complaining.
Don't complain about that.
I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you, though.
Yeah, probably, I'm going to say since I got married, probably.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you since you're married now.
I'm married.
Your wife is beautiful, by the way.
Dropped it gorgeous.
Seriously.
I lucked up.
Yeah.
Yep. Blessings.
She did too.
Well, you know? Yeah. I think I got the better I got the better side of it, right?
And two gorgeous kids.
Yep, I have two babies. One's 4 years old. She's a little girl. Her name's Isabella. And I have my boy his name's Francis, and he's a year and a half, and he's just a little rascal. He's just out there.
So cute.
Yep. And then yeah, like
yeah.
Wow. I haven't seen you.
I feel
you
like
knew
the
me
last...
before the Hills. I was
oh, that's
Frankie
what I'm saying.
From...
Since college.
Yeah, I was Frankie from the clubs.
Yeah.
When you knew me.
So my mom is also here.
Hey.
She's guest hosting with me again today in case we get into any Hill stuff that I don't have as much knowledge about because my mom watched every episode at least probably 14 times.
Stop.
Seriously.
I watched. I don't know about watching 14
you
times,
probably
but I watched
still
the Hills. I
watch
the
reruns on MTV when it's on.
You were living the Hills with me.
Yeah, see, I was living
was
it.
Living
I did
it.
I did do a couple episodes.
Yeah.
That yeah. I still, every time they are running reruns.
You start getting text
I see
messages.
People
yes.
tweet you. They're
yeah.
like, wait, is that Sheena? Look at the bangs.
Yeah, do you want to get some, my mom's also here doing some social media for us today because our social media girl's out. So if these videos look like crap, you guys know why.
Let's blame the mom.
Just kidding. But okay, so yeah, so I've known you since college. You went to...
What was it, 06 or 07?
This was 06.
Yeah.
So you and my best friend Andrea went to college together in San Diego.
Yes.
That's how I met you. And then The Hills was already going on around 06.
No, Laguna Beach was going
on. Oh, okay. When did The Hills start?
And I had my own TV show called 24/7 back then, if y'all remember that show.
Oh, my gosh. Going way back.
Yeah, that was way back. That was me and a couple of buddies. We were, like, on this, like, type of entourage TV show on MTV.
Uh-huh.
And while they had Laguna Beach. And then I had to join I didn't have to, but I joined The Hills a little bit later on because I had a contract dispute where, like, I couldn't just drop from my other show to join all my friends on The Hills.
Gotcha.
But.
Yeah. So I think a lot of you guys know that I also was on a couple episodes of The Hills. You weren't there for those nights, but it was with Heidi and Spencer and Stacy. The bartender,
yeah.
You remember Stacy.
I remember Stacy.
We used to have some good times together.
Crazy Stacy. Nah, she was the best.
She was just here last week from Switzerland.
Oh, she was?
You know she lives in Switzerland now.
Does she?
Yes.
You know what? I've kind of been on, everybody kind of like went away and I stayed involved in the LA nightlife still. And so I didn't really keep up with a lot of people, but
yeah,
but she's in
she lives in Switzerland.
Okay.
married
with a baby. Has a daughter. She's 2 now. Her name's Audrey Adams. So cute.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like everyone has kids except me,
pretty much.
Like, I just found out my friend Jackie's having her second kid. My friend Michelle's having her second kid. I'm like, I'm not even close to one. I'm divorced.
Oh, you're divorced?
I'm going backwards.
Oh. Has anybody interviewed you about this stuff?
Well, there is a podcast here called, Divorce Sucks or something, I think, that I'm going to be doing soon. But, yeah, no, we've talked about it. I've been divorced for, like, 2 years now.
We
have a lot of catching up to do.
I had no idea you were even married.
Yeah.
Now you're divorced, no kids.
I know, no kids.
But you're
just
still...
Just 2 cats.
You're the cat lady now.
Yeah. It's funny. Whenever people come over, I just moved to Marina. It's gorgeous. Like, my apartment. I love it. It's right on the water. But every time someone comes over for the first time, like, my 2 cats, Penny and Salem, will, like, greet people. They're like dogs. And then I'm like, I don't know where the other 2 are. Let me find them. And I just love seeing the look on people's faces when they think I have 4 cats in an apartment.
You really want to be the cat lady,
Look
huh?
at Frankie's face right now. He's like, wait, does she have 4?
Wait, are there 4?
Does she have 4?
Yeah, so that's like my joke with anyone who comes over. I'm like, where are the other 2?
So I have 3 dogs, and one of them is a golden retriever. He's out in my amazing patio in my backyard that I built out there.
Nice.
But the 2, I have 2.
Do you have a doodle?
Yes.
Yeah, I see
that. Is that Bolt?
Bolt. Yes. You know about Bolt?
Hey, I've seen Bolt on your Instagram.
So
Bolt,
go Chargers.
Yes, it's for the Chargers.
Right?
It's Bolt.
Fans.
And then the girl is Sandy. For the San Diego Chargers.
Ah,
sweet. Love it.
So people think it's Sandy as in like the name, but it's for the San Diego Chargers.
I think Frankie might be a bigger Chargers fan than us.
That's how we kind of like bonded because we were Charger fans.
Yeah, and no one in LA was a Chargers fan.
Yeah. Do you have season tickets?
I don't need them because I'm friends with the owners.
So are we going to be in the owner's box on Sunday?
We can be in the owner's box. You can sit wherever you want. You can come with me. You can be my guest. You and your mom can be my guest.
Perfect.
Sweet.
And that way you all can meet my wife and y'all can...
She's beautiful.
My kids probably won't go because they're not ready for that loud noise. Mm-hmm. But
they
do wear their jerseys. And
I saw a picture of them. Yes. So cute.
My point was, I want to get back to this, that my dogs, Sandy and Bolt, act like cats.
Interesting. And my cats act like dogs.
They do. They fetch everything.
They think they... No, they don't fetch. They sit on top of the... They like run like they think they think they're cats.
Right. Well, Sheena's cats play fetch is what I was meaning.
Oh, okay.
So her cats think they're dogs. Your dogs think they're cats. I love it.
And then Sandy's like the alpha in the building, and she like punks TJ for Tijuana.
Uh huh.
Because I am from Tijuana.
Oh yes.
TJ's that's his name, and she punks both of them. She's just a little alpha.
That's funny. Yeah. Love it.
So, what part of town are you living in now?
Do I have to tell people?
No, are you still like in like Hollywood? Like,
I live the family life now.
I'm going to guess he's in the Valley.
I live in the family life. I have like my nice 1 acre beautiful house that I just, I retired from being in the Hollywood scene as much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still run nightlife. I still do my thing. But
you don't have to live there.
But I don't want
to
live there and I don't want to be around just all day long seeing this. I like to have that balance called.
Definitely. Not because I have a family or anything, obviously. I mean, I have family, but I'm saying I don't have a husband and kids or anything. But I just needed to get out of the West Hollywood scene and just move to the West Side. And
if I would have been single, I probably would have done that.
Yeah.
I would have gone to the West Side and lived on that side with all my friends. Most of my friends live on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And they love it out there. And I think it's a different point
totally
of view to the city.
Vibe, yeah. Totally. Everything.
So recently, Brian Drolet and Jordan Eubanks came to visit me on the West Side.
Okay.
And they had a couple questions for you.
They have questions for me?
Yeah, they wanted me to ask you a question. This one's coming from Jordan. He wants to know, who is the better basketball player between you, Brian, and Jordan?
Well, the better basketball player with the highest IQ, if we were on a team, it would be probably me.
Oh.
For sure.
Oh.
100%, 100%. But we did have a shooting contest not that long ago, and Jordan Eubanks was the worst shooter.
The worst shooter.
Oh,
okay.
Brian did win that contest, and we had a bunch of them, so it's not like one was lopsided. And I was right there in the middle. I was the 50% guy, and Brian had 12 for 15 from 3-point land.
Ah.
So Brian was the better shooter. I was 10 for 15, he was 12 for 15, and Jordan was like probably like 5 for 15.
I don't think these are the answers Jordan was expecting.
No,
right?
No, they weren't. Jordan, and then
Jordan still thinks like he's still on the hills.
Yeah.
He was like season one. Tell season one to come talk to me later.
I love it.
Yeah, Brian said, ask him who has the best 3-point shooting record when shooting hoops at the house.
Yep.
And he said if you didn't
say
him.
I'm saying the truth.
Uh-huh.
That's how you know that I'm saying the truth.
I believe
right
you.
There.
Yeah. Right. All right. So also, speaking of the guys, you are in their new movie called Be Like Trees, right?
I'm in their new movie, Be Like Trees.
Playing yourself.
Yeah, I play myself. It's kind of like, I was like, we still have a script and everything, but
right.
But it was really, I just saw it and I'm very proud of Brian for really killing it. Like he did it with an iPhone.
That's what he said. They shot this whole independent film with an iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was impressed for what he did with the amount of money he had to do this movie. I give him a lot of props. I think he absolutely, if you give him a little bit of a budget, he'll definitely kill it for someone.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the movie's pretty cool.
I can't wait to see it.
They kind of made my character, like they just exaggerated my character.
Right.
But I'm that guy on it still, like being like having so many businesses because I always think I have businesses going on. And I'm also on another movie that I just shot, starring Bruce Willis and Michael Chiklis.
Wow! Chiklis.
Wow! Congrats! That's
I just
dope.
Shot it. It's called 10 Minutes Gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that one.
Fun.
I won't tell you much about it because I want people to tune in and see what happens.
Yeah. Definitely.
Who is a producer on that? Do you know?
It's my buddy Randall Emmett.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why I'm looking at Sheila.
Yeah.
Because
it's Randall Emmett,
Randall's
who dates
fiance is
a girl that's
Lala.
On your show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Lala. She's one of my best friends.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I was on that movie and Randy and George Furla. And
yeah.
And it was a really cool experience.
Gotcha. That's what
I got to go out of town and go to Cincinnati and like.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah, and they were just there.
They were there.
Again
they were there when I
week,
left.
Yeah.
They were walking. They were like literally walking, and I was taking off.
That's so funny.
I saw that connection. I just thought, that. Wow,
it's such a small world, like LA. I mean, the world in general, just it's crazy. But
it's a small world to me. I'm like 1 degree of separation of
seriously.
Anything
it's
and
you're
anyone.
Not even six.
It's not. Definitely.
No.
Nope. I think I can touch. If I need to get a hold of someone, I could probably go through my phone book and find it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel like this is my third or fourth guest who has had that Randall connection as well.
Yeah.
crazy.
Well, Randy is a popular guy.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a popular, funny guy, and I love how much he loves his kids and how he, like, mm-hmm. yes. I just love his attitude towards life. He, like, wakes up. He's, like, all positivity. He's a good awesome. Man. He's, I like him.
I love hanging out with him. He's always just so much fun. Yeah. Have you seen Lala's Rock? Oh, my God. It's, like, blinding.
Her engagement ring.
Her engagement ring. Yeah. Yeah.
It's blinding.
It's amazing.
I don't expect less from Randy.
I know.
That's why I quit. Over He's six like, you carrots.
Know, go big or go home. Hey, I was like,
yeah. I don't expect less from that guy. Nothing less. He is. He goes big or goes home. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And well, good for him.
Good for right? them. I'm yeah. Randall and Lala. I'm very happy for you guys. Can't wait for the wedding.
Me too. Right? I want to be invited. No. So,
right?
Randy, hey. Can I be invited?
Watch, they're just going to go and elope on, like, some island that he bought her for no, the wedding.
No,
they'll
no,
they'll have
no.
a big wedding. They
this
might do that.
This guy likes to yeah. throw parties.
Yeah. I know.
Did you yeah. not see his birthday party?
Oh, no,
did
I know.
You, were you there?
No, I was living in Vegas still at the time.
You were
so
married
I,
in Vegas?
I, not married, I wanna, living.
I need to know about your life. You're in Vegas? What?
Yeah, I headlined a show out there for 5 months.
Really?
Yeah, I moved out there in December. I was there until May.
Headlined a show as in?
I was acting and dancing. It was at the Paris Hotel 6 nights a week.
What?
I was the star of it. Yeah, there were billboards all over. It was on cab tops. Like, it was... It was fun. Really cool.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Hey, it was publicized everywhere. Everyone.
Come on.
Whose arm do I have to twist for someone to come to Vegas? Like, right. You know, it was out there.
Just send me the invite.
Okay, well,
least.
You yeah, know, if I do the show again or another show in Vegas, I will make sure you are at the top of my list.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, The Hills. I know, but for the listeners, tell us how you got involved with being a character on that show.
So back in the day, we're going to go really back in the day on this one. There was a guy named Talon.
Yep. Okay. I remember Talon.
And Talon was this little lost little soul in L.A. that he wanted to move to L.A. so bad. And we just kind of bonded on one night out, and he was like, yo, I want to move out here. And I was literally about to move into this house, which had an extra bedroom. So I told him, hey, if you want to move in with us, here's what we're paying. And if you can afford that, then come through. And he moved in, and then he started inviting all his friends from Laguna
uh-huh.
to come up, which was like Kristen, Lauren, and Lo, and all these other girls that were yeah. on it. Alex Merle and
Heidi.
Well, no, Heidi wasn't there yet.
Oh.
It was, this is Laguna Beach era.
Wait, Heidi wasn't on Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
No.
Well, she came in on Laguna Beach.
No.
No, she didn't?
She was on The Hills.
No, I know she was on The
when
Hills.
When she moves, Lauren meets her in college.
Heidi.
Y'all gotta go watch season one.
Yeah. Huh. See, I didn't watch it back then. I was very anti-reality TV back in the day. I never thought I would be on a reality
show.
I'm going to
be an actress. I can't be on reality
TV.
That
was exactly me. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what.
Yeah, so
you can promote your movies on reality TV.
Yeah, I remember coming home and seeing my mom watching the show with all these high schoolers. And I was like, Mom, what are you doing?
What is
this shit? And it was Laguna Beach. Yeah. And yeah, okay, so I just assumed Heidi was on that, but all right. Well, yeah. Anyway,
so,
okay, so
they would
continue.
Come out, uh-huh. and they would come to my house, mm-hmm. where they would sometimes stay the night because they would go out that night with us, and Talon was the plug for them to go out in
yeah.
Hollywood because of me.
Okay.
And then it all, like, became a friendship, and me and Lauren became very close as friends, and after that, I also became very close to Brody, and as he would go to my clubs as well. We met at Jerry's Deli, to be exact.
No way.
Yeah.
Good old Jerry's Deli.
Yeah, I had a bunch of girls with me at Jerry's Deli at the end of the night. Typical
would expect
Frankie.
Nothing less.
Yep. And
sometimes I was one of those girls.
Sometimes.
That's so funny.
But, you know, I was always the big brother to all these to all these ladies to make sure they would get home safe, they would get fed, and would drink safely.
Yeah.
But so at the end, yeah, so then Brody was about to get on it, and I was friends very close to him, and I was very close to Lauren. So it just made sense for me to be part of it, as in, like, and by the way, it was hard when my two very good friends, Brian and Jordan, were on it, and I couldn't be on it because I was on my own show.
Right. Oh, okay. So those were like overlapping at that time.
It was all overlapping with each other. So it was like one of those things where like I would see my friends shooting at the club and I was right next to them and I'm like, I can't be on it.
Yeah.
And they're all having a good time. And I was just staring and watching.
I see.
Dreaming about being on the hills.
So recently I saw something on YouTube and it was like 25 celebrities who you didn't know were on the hills.
And was that me?
No, it was me. I made the list.
Oh, okay.
But number one, of course, was Kim Kardashian.
Well, she never really technically
She was in an episode.
It. No, she technically never made it.
But she was in an episode at a party.
She came to say hello at a party we were throwing at Spencer and Heidi's apartment.
Yes.
And
didn't they have like a shark tank or something? Like, I mean, like a huge something.
Yeah, they had a little shark tank or something. And she kind of seems like to give me like the like the googly eyes, but it wasn't to me. I like on the show it looks like she's doing it to me, but it wasn't to me. Like I would have caught that one. Right. Yeah. But yeah, she wasn't, but it never aired.
It didn't.
I don't think it aired. I don't think that episode.
Because I saw the clip on YouTube and it was like her talking to Heidi and she was like, oh, we're like the only place that has like this shark tank or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about that. But what I do remember is that we were all in Vegas, like I'm thinking, say, 2007.
Well, we were in Vegas a lot.
Yes, so but it was for the VMAs. And we were all at like some like gifting lounge or whatever. I think I was working it because at the time I wasn't cool enough to attend it, which is so cool now that like whenever I go to these things and like the girl's like carrying my bag around, I'm like, no, honey, I got it. And she's like, this is my job. I'm like, I know, but it used to be my job. And like, I got it. I can carry my own bag.
But you know what? You were always destined to be that.
Thank you.
Like I always saw you and I would always, I remember saying that. I'm like, yo, what are you like? How are you not this star already? And like, look at you now.
Well, thanks.
I
Maybe
see
it
talent.
Was just the bad hair and makeup back then, and everyone was like, we're going to let her glow up a little.
The way you look was in back then, though.
See, okay, that's true. It was. Because
were you dating all these famous dudes and all that stuff?
I mean, you know, you had your little, a couple.
Yeah, you had a couple of boyfriends on TV shows that are like Dallas.
See, and, okay, here's what's funny.
You want me to
funny.
Get in there or no?
Here's what's funny. I was saying this the other day. I was like, how did I used to look the way I look? And I was just cocktail server. And I used to hang out with these like A-list celebrities. And now here I am on a popular show doing very well for myself. And I'm like banging barbacks. Like, what's wrong with me?
What? How did you go backwards?
You know, I don't know.
Well, it's not backwards per se, because you never know what these barbacks can like. Let's not put them down. By the way,
oh my God.
I'm gonna have your guys back and say
what do I say?
That these guys, know. You never know what they can become later on.
Absolutely,
just like you,
know?
Just like me. You know,
yeah, they're cute. I'll say they're cute.
They're very cute. Well, let's not pluralize this, okay?
Oh. No, they're good-looking dudes. Yeah, we try to hire the good-looking ones.
Yeah, but I mean, in West Hollywood, you know, I mean, yes, at Sir Pump, Tom Tom, all the guys are good-looking.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you why why you go for those guys.
Okay.
Because now you're the fucking star.
Aww.
And because you're
thanks.
The star, you're like you get to choose whoever you want. You're not worried about them choosing you anymore. You're
yeah,
you're
that's
the it
true.
Girl. So you're Sheena. You're like, yo, I'm here. I don't need like I don't care if you have money. I have my own money.
That's true. That is so true. That is one thing I say all the time. I'm like, I don't need a man, first of all, but I also don't need a man with money because I'm good on my own.
Like you got your own money.
Yeah.
You got your own stardom. Like you got your own people fanning you. You don't need to be the plus one anymore. And I feel like I, in some sort of way, I give you a lot more props to like you getting to choose who you can choose.
Thank you.
And if you choose those guys, yeah. I think it's dope.
Yeah.
So
she's like, I like the way you put that.
I like that.
I can see.
I am choosing to stay single for a while and focus on my career, but you know, girls still got to get some. So anyways, going back to this Vegas trip.
Girls do got to get some.
We're at
Let me know if you need me to hook you up with someone.
Thank you.
I got a couple
friends.
She'll look through your phone later.
Yeah.
Look through my Instagram friendships.
Send me some Instagram profiles and I'll let you know.
I got a couple of guys that are single and
ready to mingle.
Ready to get down with you. That's for sure.
Okay. So we're in Vegas. We're at this gifting suite. I'm talking to Brody and he was like, whoa. He's like, you.
Y'all are fuck?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I don't know. No, I remember a lot
Frankie,
of these nights were blurry.
They were very blurry, but I never hooked up with Brody Jenner. Let's just put that on the record.
Okay.
You did his podcast like a year ago.
I did,
or so,
yeah.
Didn't you? I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It was a few years ago. I was still with Shay at the time.
Oh, okay.
But
I remember that.
Anyway, we're in Vegas. Mm-hmm. We're at this party. And Brody's looking at me kind of weird. And I'm like, what are you staring at? And he goes, it's so crazy. He goes, you look so much like my sister.
Hold on one second. Can I tell you guys something? Brody, yes. Once Brody gives you the eyes, it's kind of like Joey from Friends when he goes, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
That's Brody.
Okay.
As soon as he gives you the eyes, that's like, it's done. Like,
yeah.
No one else has competition when he's around in the room. This guy is a chick magnet, man. I experienced it for 12 years in a row where, like, no girl would look at me until he made his decision. Then
yeah.
They'd be like, oh, okay, Frankie's
like,
right
oh,
there. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Now, but is he engaged or married now?
He's married now to a very, very cool, dope kind of, girl. Yeah. She's actually, like, I'm so happy for him. She chose him, but.
They chose each other.
Yeah, they chose each other, but it's a great fit.
Good.
I can't wait
good
for people to see them together on the show.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Oh, back to Vegas. Sorry.
He tells me that I look like his sister. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, yeah, you'll meet her tonight. She'll be at the club with us. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Not realizing his sister is freaking Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but back then, Kim Kardashian wasn't
the thing. This was 2007.
Sure.
So, I mean, she was starting to get notoriety. I think it was maybe the first season of their show around then.
I think it was way before that.
It was.
She was still, like, popular because she used to hang out with Paris Hilton and all these
exactly.
people, but she wasn't like...
No one was bombarding her for photos. No. There was no paparazzi. There was no one bugging us at the club, but I just remember being at this club and, like, jumping up and down on the booth with Kim Kardashian. I was like, oh, my God, like, I know who she is, and I just... Yeah.
I might have that picture, by the way.
Really?
Because we were all together. Were we at Pure or LAX?
It was LAX.
Version of Vegas.
But we did go to Pure. We were with Josh Henderson at Pure.
I remember that.
And I found
one
pictures recently.
One of your other
recently.
Lovers, huh?
No, we never hooked up either.
Oh, my God. You never hooked up with these?
We didn't. Trust me, I wanted to. But no, we didn't.
Wrong.
No, he friend zoned me so early on.
I think
because one of his friends liked me and he was being a good friend. Or he just wasn't interested. Whatever. But we're still friends. He has a girlfriend. Anyway, I just thought that was crazy that when he said I reminded him of his sister, it was Kim Kardashian. And 12 years later, I'm still getting that.
I see it on Twitter all the time.
I can see it.
I mean, it's a compliment. She's like my idol. So anyone who calls me a bootleg Kardashian, I'm like, thank you. So The Hills. Ledoux. Let's talk about Ledoux.
Oh, man.
Wednesday nights at Ledoux.
Wasn't it Friday nights?
It was both, but Wednesdays was like the A-list night. Wednesday nights was when Britney Spears was there.
No, Friday nights.
It changed to Friday,
Johnny
but it started
Depp,
out as Wednesday.
Britney, Jessica Simpson, everyone was on there on Friday nights. Mm. Now, Wednesdays was great, too.
Yeah.
But I think it was the Friday night was like what made that building rock, and then everyone else kind of like...
I got roofied for my first time at Ledoux.
Oh, for your first time?
Yeah.
So there's been more times.
There were.
Did you roof yourself or what?
No. I'm pretty sure I know who did it because I know whose table I was at. We're not going to throw him under the bus on shenanigans, but.
Yeah. Tell me later.
Yeah. So,
I want to know this so he don't go to my club anymore.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But anytime I drink a Red Bull vodka, I'm like, this tastes like Ledoux on a Wednesday or a Friday. But that just like that drink reminds me of that club. And back then, I think now with social media, things are a lot less exclusive. Like you don't see Leonardo DiCaprio at clubs all the time anymore like you used to. Like I think now that everyone has iPhones with cameras, a lot of celebrities tend to hide more. When back in the day when we were going out at clubs and we were like 21, 22, you saw an A-list celebrity every night, everywhere you went.
Well, where are you going? Because they're still out there.
Well, yeah. Now if you go to like Delilah or Nice Guy or like...
You go to Hyde, you go to Delilah, you go to
who
these
goes
places.
To Hyde?
The new Hyde?
Yes. What?
Everyone.
I mean, I was there with Pauly D a few weeks ago, but like...
We were just there on Friday night and everybody was there.
Who's everybody?
Everybody you just talked about pretty much.
Really? Leonardo DiCaprio was there on Friday?
Maybe. No, not him.
Oh.
Well, he's old. Sheena's not really a club goer
these days. No, not anymore. If it's an event or something, yeah but now, like, I mean,
you
Delilah, that's more like my scene.
Yeah, or like
a little more low-key.
Bar.
Yeah, dive bar, canned beer in a jukebox, I'm happy. Right. Like, Rock and Riley's... or like Laurel Hardware, Hudson, like those type of places. That's like my scene.
Well, I think that there's a certain age gap where people go to certain places.
Oh,
I think the
Lala's sure.
The place to go to if you're like going to go have dinner and want to get some really good drinks.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I think that if you want to think about it, I'm just going to make you think about
okay.
it. Okay. If you want to go to a club, what other club would you go to?
Okay, well, let's see. There's Bootsy.
It's closed.
There's Avenue.
That's in
West Wait, Hall. Bootsy's closed?
Yeah.
Since when? So like, was there like 2 months ago?
I think they closed it because they're probably redoing it. And
okay. And there's Avenue, Highlight Room, Warwick.
And then you're going to tell me Sayers. Height's not better than all those places?
I just don't. I don't like any
I'm
of
just
them.
Kissing.
I'm
really, just
I don't like.
I'm
no,
just kidding. I think
the new Hyde. See, the thing is, I liked the old Hyde better because it was smaller. It was exclusive. They had the bomb watermelon drinks. They had the cookies.
I just think. Listen, to be completely honest here.
Are you part owner of Hyde, Frankie?
Yeah. You're like putting it down. I don't like that.
No, I'm not putting it down. I think it's a dope club. I was just there 3 weeks ago. We had our premiere party there last year.
But in your defense, you don't really like to do the club thing anymore.
No, of course.
But I would say that's probably the best one in LA that I would
By the
go
way,
to.
They're all, to me, nowadays, is just where are your friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think any club's
club.
Better than any other club
yeah.
anymore. I think that if you go to Avenue, there's their crew and their friends go there.
Yeah.
If you go to Highlight Room, their friends and their crew mm-hmm. go there. When you go to Delilah, there's a certain crew that goes there.
Yeah.
When you go to Hyde, there's a certain type of people that go to mm-hmm. Hyde. Like, I think it's just whose friends are whose and who they go where.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. For sure.
But I think you got to give Hyde a little bit of another chance because I don't think you've ever
okay.
gone. I don't think you've ever been there with me.
No,
I
haven't
seen you in 8 years, so you probably haven't really been there.
Probably
come
not.
On a Friday night.
Oof, Friday night, West or, Hollywood. That sounds aggressive. Maybe
meet
okay.
your sister over
I just
there.
Wanna,
and...
I just want to.
Yeah.
Change,
okay. See, my,
change your mind.
My sister's 21, so she's at that
bring
age
your sister,
where perfect.
Bring your sister,
all
and
right.
we'll show her a good time.
Friday night
at Hyde.
At Hyde.
Boom on the calendar.
Boom. I do love Hyde Bellagio.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's one of my go-to clubs
We're
in Vegas.
We're a franchise, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I do like
we
that.
We have a Hyde at Staples.
So. Oh, I was just at Hyde at T-Mobile.
There
Boom.
You go. We have a
Last
Hyde at
weekend.
T-Mobile.
See?
That one is
all coming back to her
so
now.
Nice, by the way. Like, compare, I mean, the one here at Staples Center is dope.
At the SLS
but,
in Miami.
Oh, I don't think
Never
I've been.
Never been? It's
no.
on the beach.
I haven't been to that one yet.
It's like a beach party.
No, but
it's
the
really cool.
the new Hyde at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, the views and everything from that, and it's so big. It's the entire level. Like, have you not been yet?
I've been.
You don't like it?
I love it.
Oh.
But I don't sit up there. I sit on like
No, no.
Seats.
I just went up there to get a few free drinks, and then I went back to my floor seats.
Yeah.
Was
that at iHeart? Oh, at iHeart.
Were you there? iHeart. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I was there for the...
Life is Beautiful?
No, oh. for the fight. For the Canelo fight.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to a fight there.
Next week. McGregor.
Next week.
You're in Vegas for drink.
Wait, I'm in Vegas next week. Wait, what day is the fight?
McGregor is October 6th. That's a Saturday.
I'll be at Drake that night. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that was the same night.
At Drake's?
Drake.
Drake concert.
Front row. Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Like Drizzy.
Drake.
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah.
You know?
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, he's up and coming. You might hear from him soon.
Yeah. So on Friday is the Rise Lantern Releasing Festival, and then Saturday is the Drake concert. It's also the McGregor fight. So we're gonna have to figure out how to do both, or at least watch one. I don't. I mean, watch the fight. I'll figure it out.
Isn't
then,
Drake coming to LA?
He is, but all of his shows that he's here for, I'm in Iceland. So I'm not going to be able to see Drake in L.A.
Cause, I'll take Iceland.
Yeah. Northern Lights, Drake. I'd rather see Drake in Vegas.
Yep.
So The Hills is back. I thought y'all already started filming, but apparently you don't start till next week. It's what my inside sources tell me.
Inside sources. By inside sources, you mean your producers of your own show? That,
that also are producing your show?
What?
That are producing my show
no.
too?
No. Yes.
What do you think of them?
Okay, so Jenna, shout out to Jenna Rosenfeld.
Love her.
She is, I think, my favorite person, honestly, I've ever worked with on the show. Like, I mean, yeah, on anything. But she is always so chill. Like, she's, like, our go-to person. Never gets frustrated with us. Always is looking out for our best interests. If there's something that I'm, like, trying to fight her on, I'm like, no, that's not me. I don't want to do that. Like, she always just, like, explains things and, like, is very understanding.
She's your therapist on the show.
She is. She really
that's
is.
That's what I felt from, like, the first time I sat with her. We sat for coffee at Aroma Cafe, and we talked a lot about a bunch of issues, a bunch of things I'm going through, a bunch of things that, like, it's difficult me being in this position again. I don't think I really wanted it that bad, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, I have a lot of businesses that need some some sort of shine.
Gotcha.
And this is going to be the thing to do it through, but
yeah.
I think that the hills and her, like, we never had her on the other mm-hmm. hills.
Right.
A person you can just really go and talk to.
Yeah. So, screw you guys for taking her from us.
Did we take her?
Just for now. I mean, we, Principal Photography, have wrapped.
Hills,
so.
Vanderpump, you know,
well,
like.
Well, nowadays, yeah. You're in 2018, Frankie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you're
so.
I'm just saying, Hills, Vanderpump.
If it wasn't for the Hills, I don't think Vanderpump Rules would be successful. I'll say that. The Hills absolutely paved the way for shows like us.
Sure.
I agree.
And I'm so thankful for that. I mean,
hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just kidding. I don't take any credit for that. That's all Lauren Conrad.
Season 7.
It wasn't just Lauren. It was an ensemble cast. She was the star and she was the voice.
I'm going to tell you all narrator. There was a show called Laguna Beach.
Yes, I heard of it.
And after Laguna Beach, they did The Hills. Uh-huh. But they did The Hills because Lauren Conrad did The Hills.
Well, she was that transition.
Of course.
So if Lauren would have never done that show, maybe The Hills would have never existed.
True.
Right?
Yes. Okay. No, that I agree with. I just think the show continued because they're not just interested in Lauren's life.
But they were. That's why people tuned in. There was not another character from the show on it. It was Audrina, who was brand new.
But then you get to know the other characters. I mean, no, I love Lauren. Don't get me wrong.
But I think it was because Lauren's engagement.
Yes.
As you see, she built an empire from it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Sure. It's amazing.
She's on fire. She has this, like, cool little thing called the Little Market in the Palisades,
mm-hmm.
which it's like a nonprofit thing. I just can't explain how, like, proud of her. Like, not that she cares, but I'm proud of how she turned out after
Absolutely.
The show. Because the show, I could tell you this, like, some people would be like, oh, you're Brody's plus one, or like, what was your name on the show? Like, it was always that. So I never really took so mm-hmm. much pride or, like, that I'm like, oh, I'm the guy from The Hills. Like,
right.
Brian and Jordan, on the other hand, they're like, I'm season one from The Hills.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's so true.
But I'm just kidding.
No, like, we need to be on the show again. Sheena, put in a good word to your producers for us.
But Lauren was the backbone of that show.
She was. Absolutely.
And I'm
no,
a little sad and I'm a little disappointed that she – I mean, she has her reasonings, but she – I wish she was on it.
Yeah.
So I'm calling you out, Lauren. Come on. Come back.
I've heard also some rumors about, like, a celebrity type taking the place of Lauren as the narrator of the show. Am I right?
That's brand new information you're telling me.
This is what I heard.
Well, give me some rumors.
I don't know
who. I want to know these things.
I mean, I've heard, so I didn't know if you knew, but.
Well, tell me.
That's all I heard.
She knows.
Oh, that's all you know.
No, that's all I know. They were just saying that Lauren and Kristen aren't coming back, so they wanted to bring in someone new, like a young celeb.
Well,
I don't know if it's going to happen or not. It's just what I heard.
I personally wouldn't be able to give you that answer because I wouldn't know. We haven't really gone out there and sat down with them. But as soon as I know, mm-hmm. I won't tell you.
I'll let me text Jenna right now.
Y'all gotta tune in.
Yeah. So, okay. Are you excited though that the show is back? You're gonna be a part of it.
I'm very excited that the show's back. I want to jump for joy. I literally, like, you guys have no idea. Like, me and Spencer, like, we talked about, like, we kind of, like, talked about it into what is that called when you, like,
manifest
the situation. Yes. We wanted this show back because it just gives everybody a platform to do other things.
Heidi and Spencer wanted to be on Vanderpump Rules.
guess what? Good for them. Like, your show's dope.
Yeah, thanks.
But I just think that it's a platform. And you have to use it as a platform, not as to be famous. Sure. I don't care about being famous.
Right.
Famous, like, comes and goes, and then you go down to the bottom if you don't really make anything out of
it. Yeah, you got to stay
relevant. You
got to
stay relevant. How mm-hmm. do you stay? Forget relevant. I just want to make my money.
Yeah.
And this is a beautiful way to, like, talk about what you are, how you do it, what you do. Like, I'm going to show people hide, and I'm going to switch your words.
See, now I'm wondering if we can do, like, some crossover. Like, I would love to be at Hyde one night when you guys are filming The Hills. And that would make sense because we are legitimately friends.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to switch sides.
And you're all in the same city. You're not like
the Lakers and the Clippers. Like, you just went from the Lakers to the Clippers or the Clippers to the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should come on our show. Maybe you're the celebrity guest and you know and you haven't told me. What's up?
Spoiler alert.
I have a question. Will your wife and kids appear on the show?
100%. My wife has a makeup line that she's been building.
Nice. Amazing.
So
that makes sense for her
We
face.
Named it after our daughter. She's
she's gorgeous.
So she's definitely going to be on it. She's a little shy, so she's never been on camera. She's not the type of girl. She's the girl that was on – she was a – how do you call it? She was a speech therapist for kids with disabilities. So I when she met me, I was on my way out from The Hills. So it was kind of one of those things where she never really cared about that part of life.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So this is new to her. And I think that she, I think people, I want to show her off to the world. She's so beautiful and she is so amazing. And
my
daughter, I mean, she was born a star. That thing, that little thing is just a little firecracker. She's just out there and singing every day, her lungs out. And
cute.
And she thinks she's an actress already. So we're going to, this is her first little way to be on TV and see how, if she likes it or not. Maybe she hates it. And that takes away so much pressure from her wanting to be an actress in LA. Like,
right.
Taking her to auditions and being in school and all that stuff. So I don't know. Maybe she won't. Listen, whatever she wants to do, she gets to do. That's how I'm going to raise my kids. Right. They have their own.
Same.
Yeah.
They have their own.
Definitely.
Free will. And I'm not. I'm just going to guide them the right way. But at the end, it's their decision.
So now I feel like the majority of people who are coming back all are either married or have kids at this point, right? Like,
yeah. So
Heidi, Spencer, Audrina, Whitney.
What about Stephanie?
She's single.
Yeah. I was going to say she doesn't have children, right?
Guys, if
she
you're
looks
listening,
very different. No.
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she looks pretty. No, she's always been a cute girl, but like, she's gorgeous now.
I don't know if you knew, but she had her own show out in London.
Hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she went to London. She was the star of a show out there. And I don't know, she came back with a British accent. It's very funny. And I saw her at the VMAs. We hung out for a little bit, and she's just really cool. Her vibe was really dope. She looks great. I think she's a star. Maybe that's who everybody was referring to as a celebrity because she's still a celebrity.
I'm so excited.
I never watched it regularly when it was on. I think low key I was bitter that I wasn't like regularly on it. I was like, I'm not watching this shit. But
you always gave me a hard time if I watched a reality show.
But also it was like because it was like I knew the people on it, but then I wasn't a part of it really. But then I would see them out all the time, but like I wasn't cool enough and whatever. But
Housewives of the Hills.
Yeah, right.
Is that what we're going to call it? Because that's what we are now.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know.
So wait, does Stephanie, is she married with a kid as well? Or
no, Stephanie's single.
Okay.
No, yeah.
So,
So Stephanie can be my friend on the Hills when I'm on it.
Yep.
Yeah, we can be the single girls taking LA.
Yep. And you can come to Hyde and switch your mind.
Definitely. You're going to Hyde, Sheena.
I'm going to Hyde.
I'm
we've,
so mad
we've
at
established
this.
I am going to Hyde. Okay, so there are is everyone's family going to be on it, you think? Like,
I think
all their spouses
I think
and
Jason,
children.
Jason Waller's on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So Jason Waller's with his wife. And their kid. They have a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then Whitney. I haven't seen Whitney at all. So I haven't really spoken to her. I saw her sister the other day at Hyde. And because people still go
hashtag
there.
Club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at she was just telling me like how excited she was to be on it, but I haven't spoken to Whitney at all.
Gotcha.
And then, But she has a kid.
I know.
We saw her a couple years ago at a tea or something, right?
Yeah, we did an event together with her.
And what else? Who else is on it? Spencer. Audrina. Spencer and Heidi and their kid.
Yes.
Who he's adorable.
Oh, my God. I did their podcast, and
he is the Gucci
there.
Baby. Yeah.
Audrina, you said?
Audrina's on it, but she's... I don't really know her situation right now, but she's got a kid.
Uh-huh.
And...
Everyone has kids.
Yeah.
No one on Vanderpump Rules has kids, though.
Not yet.
Everyone on the Hills has kids.
Yeah.
Y'all still chasing.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, no, a couple are...
So, one couple's married, two others are engaged.
Sheena's the only single...
Yeah, I'm literally the only single person on the show. Right, it's all couples, but no one has kids.
So you're just on dates every day on that show?
Not every day, but I went on, like, I think you'll see 4 dates next season.
7, yeah.
Yeah.
Single Sheena
and,
for the first time.
You know, maybe one of them I'm still hanging out with. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay, so to him... I'm sorry I offered her to hook her up with one of my friends.
Oh, no. I'm still very single.
She's single. She doesn't
single.
Have a boyfriend. No boyfriend.
No, just, yeah, just but
he
hanging
might,
out.
He might think differently.
No, he doesn't. We've talked.
You've talked?
Yes.
But did you talk or did you both talk?
I listened and then I talked.
So you weren't like...
We're on the same page.
He was like, it's okay. Let's just be... But maybe he said it just to not lose you, you know, because sometimes...
Yep.
Right? That's how it works in life. Like, I think that I could be a therapist when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I hear you what you just said, but it felt more like, yo, Sheena wants to be single. He probably would, if you were to be like, hey, it's I want to be your girlfriend, take it or leave it, he'd probably be like,
he left
yes,
it.
no chance.
No.
Then he's an idiot if he leaves you like that.
I agree. But no, we're
Sheena doesn't need a boyfriend. Just
no,
stay
I do
best
not.
Friends.
No, but yeah. I do have a couple guys who have gone on dates with recently, and I think right now for me, I do need to stay single, keep focusing on my career.
Agreed.
I just, I don't want to talk about it yet because it's a super spoiler alert, but I did just film a different show yesterday that was the most amazing experience of my life, and the person who I was on the show with gave me very strong advice to stay single for the next year and really focus on myself because I have some career opportunities coming up that a relationship could get in the way of. So I am taking this guy's advice, and I'll tell you who he is after.
Yeah. Okay, really cool. Yeah, I don't want you to spoil it.
And I agree
it.
100%.
So. You agree 100%?
With what he told her, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It was
like he was reading my mind.
Does your mom live in L.A.?
I do.
Yes.
You do?
I do.
All since
my whole I've been born and raised here. My
really?
Dad was born and raised in
the
L.A.
The Valley?
Yeah, the other valley.
San Gabriel
I live just
valley.
Outside of Pasadena.
That's where my wife's from,
yeah.
Pasadena.
Yeah, so I live... Both my parents went to South Pasadena High School.
Okay.
And grew up there.
Where did you go?
I went to a school in Covina.
What was it called?
Gladstone High School.
Gladstone.
Okay. And then put Sheena through Catholic school. She went to Bishop Amat Catholic High School.
Go Lancers.
Bishop Vermont. Where's that
Bishop
one?
Bishop Amat. A-M-A-T. A-M-A-T.
It's in La Puente, but that's not where we're from. Kind of had a little drive.
Yeah.
But,
because my daughter has
from
to go
Azusa.
To Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, and then my other daughter, Courtney, went to Glendora High School.
The 21-year-old.
The 21-year-old. There. Yeah, there's almost a 13-year gap between the two.
Yeah.
So.
Is she on the show on Vanderpump?
She doesn't want to be. Yeah. And now that she's, like, of age and everything, she was on it a little bit, like, in the first couple seasons. Like she was
back.
My maid of
honor. How many seasons
have
you guys been on?
We just finished 7.
Y'all do 7 seasons?
Yeah. And last season, we had 25 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy paid.
Yeah.
Let me see who this is. Let me see this picture.
Showing a picture. They're kind of my night and my day.
Yeah, that was. We were just at Life is Beautiful in Vegas.
So she's blonde.
Right. Yeah, she looks like my mom.
Yeah.
I am the black sheep of the family.
You also. Yeah.
No, but my mom's dad had dark brown hair. Her
brother
had dark
like
brown
you.
Hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought the right kid home that day. Sheena,
me,
we're
still
kind
questioning.
Of like,
yeah.
Courtney was the only white kid born in the hospital that day. We're like, okay, I guess that's it. Yep. We'll take that one.
Mm-hmm. So this question came from producer Jenna.
Oh, my goodness. No, Jenna.
She said, ask Frankie how he handles being out at the clubs now that you have a family.
Jeez, Jenna.
Wife and kids.
Can
you're
we
still
not
at the
see
clubs.
That on the Hills?
Well, you guys haven't started filming yet.
Yeah, but y'all will see how we handle it.
Well,
you know how we handle
I want to know now how you handle it. I don't want to have to wait 6 months to tune in.
All right.
How is it?
So, I met my wife.
At Hyde? No way.
No. Hyde's only been around for 4.5 years.
I'm joking.
And still at the top of
but
its game.
But if it was around longer, he would have met her at Hyde because right. she's cool and she would have been there.
Right.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right? But I met my wife, and this is what I did for a living. And I was also on the show at that time a little bit towards the end. And that's what I do for a living. And I said, this is what pays the bills for my family. This is how I can afford to buy my parents brand new cars every 2 years.
Hey, Sheena this just how bought
I,
me a car.
This how I, exactly, what, as she should, as Last she should. Week. As yep. she should for your mom having you. For
yeah.
Putting those, for putting those scars on her body for you. You know what I mean?
There literally and, is one.
I was able to take care of my grandma for 6 years through her cancer treatments that were very expensive, and the club life let me be able to do that. I was able to give and buy my wife a brand new, per se, brand new house. Well, we remodeled it to make it look brand new, and she has a brand new car, and my kids get to go to private school, and my, like, you know what I mean? Like, guess what?
Yeah.
That's how she has to handle it, because if she don't like it, we ain't gonna have none of that stuff. Because yeah. I don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah. I
so like it. Take it or leave it.
Right.
But that's what I got.
She took it.
Definitely.
And a lot of girls would probably take the situation because guess what? My wife does not work. She gets to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Takes care of my kids. I support my entire mom, like my mom and dad. They live with me because they help me with my kid, but I brought them out here to live with me, and
that's
I just
awesome.
Think that when people like come and ask me that question, Jenna, I just think that they're not realizing what a lucky person might or how blessed the other person is by me being able to do my job.
Oh, totally.
And I still think that, yeah, I'm at the club, but at the same time, I'm also not just at the club. Oh, look who's calling me.
Oh, my God.
Adrina.
Answer it. Tell her I said hi. Put it
Gotta
on speaker.
Put it on speaker if you're on.
Adrina.
Hi, Frankie.
I'm on a podcast as we speak.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Hi, Adrina. Well,
we're at Shenanigans with Sheena from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, nice.
She wants you to come in.
I would love that.
Oh, to the podcast?
Yes.
Well, okay, I'm down.
Yeah, we'll set up a time. That would be so fun.
For sure. So I'll call you afterwards so we can talk about our shenanigans on the hill.
Okay.
I'll call you after.
Have
yeah.
fun.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Aw, love her.
So, yes, I'm at the club, and I just think that I now am, like, as much as you hate Hyde,
oh my God.
I hate it. I just
I can
like
tell you something that
I
created that place. I like designed it, and the whole, and me and my partners have run a very strict door there. It's not just for anyone. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like maybe you haven't had the experience of coming in when there's a bunch of celebrities there, but there's always like really good people there.
Yeah. And, I've pretty much actually, I've honestly only been there for events, like private events. I haven't been just on a normal Friday night.
Then there you go.
So,
you she's judge, going.
I'm going.
You
I'm going.
Judge by reading the cover of the book.
You know, whatever. I'm 33. For me to be out at clubs
it's
with
okay.
a bunch of 22-year-olds just makes me feel even more old and single than I already feel.
But no, but you look better than them. These all
That's
little, like,
so true. Thank you.
These other little girls just, I'm serious. These girls do not look that well, and they don't dress well, and they just wear like hoodies and. It's crazy nowadays.
I wear hoodies.
But maybe not to a club.
You wear hoodies to a club?
I wear hoodies
and
my over the knee boots. Hell yeah, Kourtney Kardashian does it. I do it.
Oh, so you cop
Yeah.
style.
I absolutely cop
your
the Kardashians.
Icons?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I will copy anything Kim, Kourtney, Khloe, Kylie, or Kendall.
But Kourtney don't go to the club, though. She got kids.
She does go to the club sometimes.
Not seen her at a club.
I saw it on the show.
Oh, it's for the show. You know
I'm
how
kidding.
That works.
Okay, so do you think because you guys haven't started filming yet. So do you think that the next season, do you think like a lot of you guys are still going to be going out, getting drunk, getting lit at Hyde? Like, is there going to be drama? Do you think it's going to be just more family oriented? Like,
I think it's going to be
a little bit of both.
A little bit of everything. A little bit of like family moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have our own families. I think we're going to have a lot of get-togethers with our families.
Yeah.
And I think we're also going to have our own little party time. And,
yeah.
And that's where we all
those are the nights that I
want
to come to.
Yeah, she knows. Like,
we're going to invite
yes.
you to those. But that's kind of like, I think that we're, it's going to be more like, I once again, Housewives of the Hills.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm the single one.
And you're the single one.
Yes.
On both shows.
Can we really just put a hashtag get Sheena on the Hills?
Yes. Right? I'm gonna talk to them. I'm going to be like, yo, Evolution, while we're not filming, can I cameo on the Hills?
But you're on 7 seasons.
Yeah. Right.
Can we talk about how much, like, you're getting paid?
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Like, you're like Mayweather money at this point.
Oh, wow. Seven seasons later. That would be so nice.
I'm just saying, like, 7 seasons. I remember what 7 seasons. Well,
she's blessed. Yeah, say that. Blessed.
Yeah.
That's.
I guarantee 7 seasons of Hills money is way different than.
Was it? Do you think? You don't think it's the same thing?
How many seasons did the Hills go?
They went 6.
6, okay.
Yeah, so imagine a season 7.
But you're probably not supposed to talk too much about this. So.
I mean, I'm not saying any numbers.
We're not saying numbers, but we're just talking about, like, you got to be real in life. She's, it's a reality show. We got to talk about.
She's very fortunate and very humbled by it all.
Definitely.
I can say that, absolutely.
Well, let's get you to buy a house.
That's what I'm looking at right now in Vegas, actually. I don't want to buy property in L.A.
Por qué?
Because I don't want to live in a house by myself, being single. I love my apartment on the water.
Oh, okay, I get it. The security area?
Yeah, but a house in L.A. I want to get when I get married again, if that happens, when I have kids, if that happens. That's when I want to get a house here. For now, I would rather buy a house as an investment and rent it out, Airbnb it in Las Vegas, maybe, where state taxes are a lot better, where I can get a mansion in Vegas, and I couldn't even get a studio condo in the Valley for that price.
But you're saying you could get it, but I'm
saying for the same price. Absolutely. I could get a mansion in Vegas for $300,000.
But then you live in Vegas.
No, I
would be like Airbnb-ing it, or my friends who live in Vegas would live in it and rent it out from me. And then when I'm in Vegas, I have a dope house to stay at.
There you go, businesswoman.
You know? So that's my plan currently.
I see your flip-flops, Adidas, huh?
Yes, I love Adidas.
Are you team Adidas?
You know, I don't know.
You have a little bit of.
Because I am.
Yeah. I like Adidas, but I also like Nike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I have more Adidas stuff for
sure. You have a lot of shoes.
I
just think that for the fashion world, mm-hmm. well, since you're a Kim Kardashian girl, right? They're team Adidas.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think I would say I'm team Yeezys. Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Or yeah, Yeezys.
Yeezys.
Yeah.
Made by Adidas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, I definitely.
I agree.
Would rather. It's my gear.
Got it on the shirt. Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for you guys to start filming. I can't wait to, like, get some inside scoop.
I'm excited, too, to start shooting. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and something new for my entire family, I guess.
Yeah.
What are they anticipating an air date, or have they said?
I really, honestly, at this point, I thought we would already be shooting.
Yeah.
I thought we would be, like, a lot
maybe
of things.
Like,
but there's a lot of, like,
maybe.
I'm sure that there's a lot of contract stuff that's happening still. I think they're still trying to find the right situations is how to come about it, because it's all new for everybody.
We just want to make sure you're not on air at the exact same day and time as Vanderpump Rules.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's not
have the Hills on Monday nights at 9 p.m.
Nope.
Because that's what we are, right? That's what we started, Monday nights at 9 p.m. back
Wait,
in the day.
Wait, oh my God, remember. Was it Mondays?
Monday nights at 9 p.m.
Oh, shit.
But by the way, guess what? There's a thing called TiVo or...
Yeah, DVR.
DVR your thing.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Hulu.
We do that with most shows now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It is what it is.
Have you been watching the new Jersey Shore?
I don't really... Can I be honest? I watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm into. And
I don't watch
a
lot of reality TV. But
I watch HBO. The only reality TV I watch is that cute couple that build houses from Texas, from Waco. What are their names?
I know the show you're talking about.
Yeah. It's like this like little like – I think she's like – is she Asian? And then the white – he's white and he's really funny with her and they have kids.
Hmm.
Okay, that wasn't what I was thinking of.
No.
But yeah, sorry.
Okay.
But do you know what? Anyways, I love
one
that
of those.
Show.
Yeah.
I think
Got
it's
it.
such a cool show. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to do so many things to my house.
Yeah. As a homeowner, that's the perfect thing.
Yeah, that's the
watch.
Thing, too. It's like when you get older, you get more excited about different things.
They gave me my inspo to build my theater. So.
Oh, my God. That's a goal for me. When I have a house, I definitely want a theater.
You definitely need a theater.
Yeah. For
Your
sure.
Your dad watches a lot of those shows.
Yeah.
I definitely use the theater more for, like, watching my Charger games.
Yes.
I do it more, like, to have a little bit of peace and quiet.
Sheena just bought season tickets for the new stadium.
Oh, my God.
For the new stadium.
50-yard line.
50-yard line.
Yes.
Second row 50-yard line.
It's so exciting. Dope.
How many did you buy?
Just two.
They're
not cheap.
Then I'll be your date. Because I don't think I'm going to get 50-yard line.
Well, you know the owner, right?
So
I'll bring you on the floor.
Perfect. Yeah, it's just a couple steps away from my seat.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you still get to be on the floor and looking at everybody. How about we take you guys... Okay. How about we take you guys on the floor for the next game?
Okay.
Yeah, she has season tickets for StubHub as well.
You do?
Yeah, she's had them for a couple of
years. I go to every home game. I'm missing the Raiders game because I have an appearance in Phoenix, but every other home game
What's
I will
the
be
next
at.
Game?
The next game
Niners?
Is this Sunday. Niners, Sunday. Yeah.
It's this Sunday
this
against
Sunday.
The Niners
yes.
in here.
Yes.
So here. I'll be there. I'll grab you from your seats and we'll take you down to the field so you can enjoy the view.
Sweet. Sounds good.
I think they love people supporting them, and then especially a celebrity like
we
you.
We did
nowadays.
That. We did that last season.
Yeah, they always have people from The Bachelor there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think we were.
They did. Who?
We were there
Corinne
with one of them.
Or what's her name?
No, not Corinne. No. Colton,
are you guys friends?
I am. Yeah, I know Corinne.
Yeah. What do you think about her? About her HBO show?
Oh, Sheena texted her
my
right after
God.
That.
The Showtime Who Is America with Sacha Baron Cohen.
It's on HBO or Showtime?
Showtime. Yeah.
He's the best. I love that he called everybody out.
Honestly, I've probably watched it like 15 times.
Sheena makes everybody watch a clip of it.
I have the entire thing memorized.
Yeah.
I mean, I love you, Corinne, but I don't understand how you could be reading a teleprompter and you're reading the words, "When you launch a grenade, you launch a dream." Like, how do you say that? Seriously. For example, today we burned down a village and launched a grenade at a hospital. You're reading this from a teleprompter.
Was like, not registering.
But for just $18 a month, you can sponsor a child soldier.
She was at Hyde on Friday.
I got to hit her up.
She was at Hyde on Friday.
Yeah, but I watch it way too often.
Yeah, right?
She is your fellow podcast.
I love Corinne. I do. I texted her about it. I'm like, please tell me you got paid and you knew it was a joke.
I was with you when you sent her that.
I hope no she one got knew. Paid. Gretchen and Slade got paid. So
no
I hope
one,
Corinne
no
got
one
paid.
Knew it was a joke.
It's yeah.
No, I know, real. But.
Including her. She did not know.
Clearly.
She did not know.
Clearly.
No one in the world knew. Because I know that my friend is close to him and it was all real.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I know a few people who have been on it.
I mean, you can't pay Sheena to do something and say
that. But I mean,
words,
if I'm reading a teleprompter and I'm reading the words, "When you launch a grenade, you launch a dream," I think I might be like,
I think
when
you could be like,
wait,
what? Whoa, what did you just
back
make
it
me
up.
Say? Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So, Frankie, tell me what's next for you. We got new season of The Hills coming up. We have more kids in mind.
I don't have any more kids in mind right now. I want to make sure that my kids are, I pay enough attention to both of them. Because it's tough with all my, I have a lot of.
And you have a boy
projects,
and you have a girl.
Yeah.
That's like, boom.
Yeah, I do want more.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't want more, but I'm
now.
Also.
Right now you're good.
But I'm also going to give my wife a break because I know she's the one that takes care of them all day long. And
she's the one who's pregnant for 9 months.
Exactly. And she's the one that has to push it out. And she's the one that like. I have to give her the, if she was to tell me I want another one, then I'd say, okay.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll give it to you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, this has been fun. It was good to catch up with you.
It's good to catch up.
Right?
I think
See,
there's
now?
A lot more to catch up
Oh, definitely.
Because I want to know how you went from like this like little girl, like, and now you're this woman, like married, divorced.
Married, divorced, right.
Yeah.
Living on the west side.
Twice single. Yeah, here I am. Just moved back from Vegas, like.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to you.
Thank you.
I do wish you the best on your new venture that you can't tell me yet, or you will tell
but
me.
But I'll tell you, just I can't spoil everything
Don't spoil
yet.
It. Spoil it.
Yes. Tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
He's like, I don't know. Do I want them to find me?
What's my number? What's my... My thing is King Frankie Delgado on
Instagram. Of course it is.
You know... And that's not because I said I'm the king or anything. I just think that it just sounded cool.
It was just
cool.
At Frankie Delgado was already
I'm
taken,
the king of my castle, okay? So
yes,
let me
there you
let
go.
Me live. I have my own house. I have my own family. I'm the king of my family. But at the end, it's all glory to God. And that's
yes.
that.
Amen.
Awesome. Amen. Well, I am excited to have you back on when the show is airing so I can
yes.
ask you more questions.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you could talk about the time you were at Hyde.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
I would love to have Brian and Jordan and me, and we could have a lot
oh,
of fun.
Oh, let's do it. Hmm. Yes. And we're going to have Audrina on. So,
yes.
yay. Yeah. I'm so excited for that. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow at Shenanigans on Instagram for some behind-the-scenes videos that, like, you guys won't see anywhere else. And, yeah, follow my mom at Erica Van Olfen. We're trying to get her to 10K on Instagram.
Do it.
You're trying to get there. I don't
yes,
care.
Yes, you care about a K, Mom. Trust me, when you wake up and it says K, just like when I woke up and mine said M, I was like, hell yeah, I've made
gotcha.
It.
I think,
okay.
your,
yes.
I think your mom... What just wants you to win.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how
it's
I feel.
About,
I don't
yeah.
really care about my followers or like, I mean, I care about my followers. I love you guys, but
I love my followers,
but I'm not all about the social media game.
Yeah.
I think I
well,
rather
you're gonna have
real
to get
friendships.
With it nowadays though. Nowadays. I mean, because when you were on the Hills, there was no social media.
Right.
And that's so the one thing that people need to remember that when we did the Hills, we did it without Instagram. We
no,
did it without
Twitter was barely starting. Like, there was no Instagram. So that is something that will be different for all of you guys when the episodes are airing and then you have all these haters commenting all this bullshit on your Instagram. And
haters
then,
gonna hate.
You know? Yeah. But hey, haters are your biggest fans.
Right.
Eh.
Whatever.
Let them live.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy. I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Let me see.